Right on Calvary's tree, thank God made the difference. Amen. I was at the Bible bookstore not long ago in Statesville. Me and Brother Danny went up there. And I'm going to preach on this verse tonight. God to help me. I was looking through. They got all these posters. Or it's about, looks like it's about this long, about that wide. And they got scripture on them. You've seen them put up somewhere along the way. And we was up there. And I thought, you know, I'd like to get one of them. And I thought I'd put it out on the on the side of the building there at my house. And I just thought, well, I'll look at them here and see which one I'd like to take and get. Buddy, I got to look at them things, and it come to 1 Timothy 1:15. And brother, when I saw that, boy, that hit my heart, and that was the verse God put in me to get. Amen. And brother, and it says it right, too, in the scripture. For turn me to 1 Timothy 1 tonight. I'm going to try to preach on that. It's been on my heart, and I just thank God for his help. This morning from the Word of God taught and the Word of God getting to preach this morning. And I thank God for it. Amen. I appreciate God tuning me back up. Amen. At same times, I feel like I get out of tune. Thank God I see you boys tuning your guitars. They don't always stay in tune. I'm glad you got a tuner. Amen. And praise God, the Holy Ghost is my tuner tonight. Amen. Through the Word of God. And I bless his name for that. Paul said in verse 15 of chapter 1 of Timothy 1, he said, this is a faithful saying. I can tell you, brother, tonight, it's as faithful. What God says in this book is faithful, Brother Robert. This is a faithful saying, and it's worthy of all acceptation. It's accepted. It's worthy to receive and accept. What is it, Brother Hyatt, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners? And Paul said, of whom I am chief. I surely believe you. Read the prior verses, and I want to read some of them. It's because, brother, it's what his life was. If you look back at what you're listening, the Holy Spirit deals with a man's heart. Brother, he feels like he's the worst sinner ever lived. That's right, son. When God convicted me, I felt like I was the worst sinner that ever lived. And I'm going to tell you this, brother, if you ever get connected with God, you'll feel that way. Amen. I know we're not under guilt, I know we're not under condemnation, but as a child of God, Paul said this, brethren, listen, when he was a mature Christian, it's one of the last books he wrote to Timothy, and he said, I am chief, amen. That word chief means I'm foremost, I'm the first one, amen. But look at this text tonight here. Paul's writing to Timothy, and he besought him to abide in Ephesus in verse 3. I'll just scan over it a little. And when I went to Macedonia, I told him that, listen, Paul never wrote unless it was a need to write. Listen, he just did not write things. He wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost of God, and he wrote what they needed, what that man of God needed at that particular time. We make application unto the day through the word of God. But Paul said to him, he said, that thou mightest charge that they teach no other doctrine. And of course, in that day, there was a lot of law teaching. Thank God they didn't teach it right. They taught it the way they wanted to. Most of these guys that preach law are only preaching what they say they keep. They don't preach the whole thing. Amen. Listen, Paul, thank God, said, preach the doctrine, and the doctrine is Jesus Christ. Preach him. Paul's doctrine was Christ. Paul's doctrine was the grace of God. It was what God done, amen, in him, thank God, through the grace of God. And he charged Timothy, he said, don't let him teach. He said, I'm going to Macedonia, but you stay right here in Ephesus and teach that. In fact, Paul spent 3 years in Ephesus with the elders there, and brethren, he set them straight. I mean, he told them, thank God, he went house to house, testified both to the Jews and Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. So we know, thank God, that Paul, brethren, listen, he taught them elders, and Timothy was to stay there. Amen. Listen, friend, thank God, he said, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies. Fables isn't nothing but a fictitious tale. It's stories. It moves the emotions of men, but it don't bring spiritual power in the inward man. And so he said here in this text tonight, he said, endless genealogies. Minister question. He's talking about how they, amen, minister, my friend, these questions. And he said, it should be the godly edifying. Everything ought to edify. Listen, he was saying things, my friend, that there was not edifying. It was more of a debate or more of what they believed instead of the edification of the body. And he said this at the end, the commandment, amen, is charity out of a pure heart and out of a good conscience.
conscience, which your conscience is your judge on the inside. It lets you know. It's an awareness. It works, amen, your consciousness or your awareness. The judge that's within you. Remember, you always said when you was growing up, your mama used to say, well, your conscience is bothering you. Amen. You not telling the truth. And your conscience will bother you if you don't, unless you have a seared conscience and nothing bothers you. Amen. Listen, I say this and I believe this. I believe a man, when he gets dealt by God, his conscience of the dealings of God, he knows that that's conviction. He knows that God's dealing with him through the word that's been preached to his heart. And brethren, that's what Paul, listen, we have to have a good conscience, a clean conscience, a clear conscience. And he said here, brethren, thank God, he said it's out of a pure heart, a good conscience, a faith unfeigned, which means it has no hypocrisy. It's sincere faith. It's the sincere faith of God. Notice this here in verse number, my friend, 6, for which some having swerved, amen, that means they got out of the way. If you swerve, amen, you're getting off path. And they had swerved that way, the Bible said, have turned aside unto vain jangling. Vain, we know, means empty. And jangling means just empty talk, amen. It's just word. It's just things people want to say to sound religious. But brethren, it's not no good. He said, don't do that. I like what he said in verse 7, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm it. They don't know what they're even saying, brethren. Listen, there's people like that today. Amen. They only repeat what they've heard, but they don't know what they're saying. They don't know it from the heart, Brother Jonathan. And I'm glad, thank God, that God will give you something here. And this all, thank God, in here. Amen. Treasures inside. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. There's a vessel here God planted his treasure in. Amen. And he said this in the scripture, for we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. And that's what he said. Buddy, I told you this morning we was talking. And it got to me, thank God, I broke the law of God. But Christ kept the law of God. And the only way the law can be fulfilled is through his son. And God, he's the only one that kept it. And brethren, he kept it. Thank God, that's right, perfect. Amen. Listen. And brethren, I broke the law of God. Notice what he said in verse 9, knowing this, listen, that the law is not made for a righteous man. And man can't be made righteous by the law. There's no law can be perfect you. There's no law that can make you righteous. And I'm going to tell you what, there's no law that can keep you righteous. Amen. Listen, the law will kill. He said, the letter of the law killeth. The spirit giveth life. It'll only kill. I'm no better than what you are. Amen. That's right. The gospel saved me. And it's not by law. It's by the grace of God. It's not by what I do. It's by what he done. And when people believe they're saved by what they do, they're deceived because they can't be saved by what they do. God have mercy on a crowd of people that believes you. One minute you can be saved, the next minute you're lost. Ain't no way, friend, and giving them eternal life, and they shall never perish. The law, amen, if I was going by the law, I wouldn't even be saved, amen. Notice what he said, for the law is not for a righteous made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers. He's talking about people here, brethren, that wouldn't listen. Amen. Was not honorable to their father and mother. Amen. Listen, friend, thank God the Bible teaches that. Listen, I'm telling you tonight, my parents are here. And brethren, I'm supposed to thank God, still have an honor to them. That don't mean I'm under their house. That don't mean I do what they tell me. Amen. But I still honor them as my parents. Amen. Even respect them. That's right. Amen. When I got married, I moved out of their house. I cleaved unto my wife. We became one flesh. And brethren, I'm not under their subjection no more. together, even though we're to subject ourselves one to another. Listen, what's the problem in the local assembly? A lot of places is we will subject to one another. Amen. Listen, friend, did it not say in Corinthians 14 that when they prophesied, they subjected to that prophecy? They subjected to one another. Let him have a word, he can speak it. Amen. Listen, we ought to think about that. Everybody in the body ought to subject one to another. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Amen. Listen, they don't have no subjection today and no respect, brethren, and that's the problem. And God put authority in this life. And brethren, if you're not subjected to the Lordship of Christ, you've probably never been saved. Amen. Listen to this, verse 10, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers. Men stealers are just basically talking about slavery right there. A man buying and purchasing slaves, that they have bowed down to him. It's not right. Then whoremongers, you know what that is? Amen. That's right. Men chasing after living in adulterous lives. For them that defile themselves with mankind would be, my friend, sodomites in this land. Notice is for liars. Amen. Brethren, there's a bunch of liars. Amen. In this land. Amen. They ain't only in Washington, D.C. neither, praise God. Amen. They in Salisbury, North Carolina. Amen. Amen, brethren. I'm telling you this. Amen. Men lie, friend. I'm telling you, God hates a lying tongue. And brethren, lying is a proof. Listen, I said one of the first evidences of a reprobate man is he's a liar. Amen. The devil's a liar. Amen. And the man that follows the devil's a liar. And brethren, I believe reprobation can be seen in a man that lies and it don't bother him. Amen. Amen. Listen, friend, if a man lies, hey, listen, he ought to have repentance attorney. Amen. God have mercy on people. Amen. Listen, this for perjured persons. Amen. There's them people, brethren, listen, that's at lying or oath or just tell lies. They don't tell the truth. Amen. That's what you get the word perjury from. And notice this here. If there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. And then verse 11 says, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. It's committed to the church's trust tonight. The gospel is. What is the gospel? The good news of Christ. Amen. That's what the gospel means, good news. It's the good news of Christ. It's what Christ can do for a sinner. It's what Christ does for a sinner. It's our testimony tonight. It's our confirming within us. We have the testimony that Christ confirmed in us, that we have this testimony of God. It's not only with words, it's with action. It's with our life, amen, even though we testify. Amen. We don't need a visitation committee. We need to be obedient. Amen. He said that we shall be witnesses. Amen. A witness is something every day he lives. It ain't, listen, I'm not against going out witnessing to people as a church, but I say this, amen, we're witnesses. This is anyhow, brethren. We shall. The power God put us in us, it shall be witnesses unto me. And that's right, Brother Joe. There's a witness in me. There's a witness going with me. And brethren, if you don't witness, then what in the world are you saved? Amen. That brother back there on the back row, thank God, friend, Brother Don. Amen. I was standing out there at the plant. Amen. I was just standing out there waiting on somebody to get the motor. That's how I met him. And he come out there, and this is what he said. I'm standing there. And he said, are you right with God? That's what he asked me. Amen. I'm glad he did. Thank God I struck it up. I said, well, I've been born again. Amen. And we got to talking. We talked about 20 minutes. And brethren, thank God we hit the ball with it. Had the connection. Amen. And brethren, I'm thankful for that. Amen. If he hadn't asked me, was I right with God? I probably would have never met him. Amen. But brethren, thank God. Are you right with God? Amen. That give me a time to testify and say something about the goodness of God. That led me to repentance. Glory to God. I can't explain it tonight, but I knew it happened to me because grace came my way through the message, thank God, of Jesus Christ. Amen, brother. Amen. Somebody said, what's perfect? I said, him. Amen. The message about him, it was perfect in the interpretation. Him. Amen. Because he is, thank God, everything. And brother tonight, thank God, he is a Lord of glory. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's a blessing tonight. Thank God to have a testimony of the grace of God in you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd still testify at least once a month. Amen. If you saved tonight, thank God, I don't care who you are. You ought to stand up at least once a month and testify. God help, I didn't get no amens. I don't care who you are. Brethren, listen, you are a voice for God. How are you going to edify the body with your lips shut? Amen. I know you do in your actions and your love. I know that, but I'm talking about, I ain't got with a vocal out testimony and just say, I mean, every once in a while, I ain't got to stand up and say, I'm glad I'm saved. If you are, amen. I don't, listen, this is a quiet world, friend, compared to heaven. Amen. It'll be some praise going on up here. Amen. It won't be, amen. It'll be around the throne of God worshiping and a praise in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that died and gave himself. Amen. I'll see him as he is and I'll praise him for who he is. Amen. I praise him for who he is now. Amen. He is who he said he was. And brother, he made himself known to me. And I'm telling you, he's worthy. Thank God. He's worthy to be praised tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Son, we've lost our joy. Where's it at, brethren? Joy is gladness of heart. That's what it is. Brethren, some people come to the house of God and look like they're sad instead of glad. And look like they're mad sometimes instead of glad. Amen. Thank God I'm not into making, amen, comments and about how people look. Amen. But some people, brethren, listen. Thank God they never smile. They never smile, brethren. Every once in a while, you ought to smile. Amen. I'd rather have a happy salvation than a sad one. Amen. Thank God. Paul said, under Agrippa, I think myself happy. Amen. I got something to tell you. I'm going to tell you what Jesus done for me. And in front of it all, in the crowd of Agrippa and my friend, thank God, Bernice, I believe it was, whatever her name was. Amen. Come with that fancy clothing. Amen. That's what she had on, that pop. Amen. Why you won't look like that? Amen. I'm glad you ladies don't want to look like that. Amen. Got all this fancy clothing on. Amen. Fancy hairdos and all that. Brother, that ain't good. Amen. Thank God put some, amen, modesty on. Amen. But thank God don't look like you come out of a magazine. Thank God are walking down the aisle in the beauty contest. Your beauty, he said, listen, he said, beauty is vain. But he said, thank God, a meek heart, amen, and a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Amen. We know we look at the outside, but brother, thank God, it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that, God. Amen. The man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart, and he chose David on the heart deal. Amen. Sure, that's right. That's right. Amen. That's it, brother. Amen. Notice what he said in verse 12. He said, I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me. Glory to God, son. Glory to God. I mean, that means he does something in me. He gave me something in me to enable me. I had no ability, but he enabled me. Glory to God, hallelujah. I can't explain that, but brother, there's a Holy Ghost in my soul tonight that enables me. Thank God, amen. Oh, glory to God. He enables me, amen. Thank God, that's right. You're saying, I can't explain it, but I know he gives me the ability to do it, amen. Notice what he said here. He enabled me for that. He counted me faithful. Now I'm going to tell you what that means. He counted me with the, he counted me and he could trust me with his word in the ministry. He said, I can trust him. Amen. I'll entrust him with the word. Now it wasn't me he trusted, it was God in me that trusted. But I'll say this, Paul said he counted me faithful. And I know Paul was faithful to God. But also that word faithful means trustworthy. It's trustworthy. Amen. He said, putting me into the ministry. Amen. Yeah. Brethren, the church is in the ministry. I mean, I'm in the ministry. You're in the ministry, brother. I mean, God's enabled us and he give us the word. Every once in a while, you need to bow your head and say, God, I need you to help me. And Lord, I need the help of God to do what you want me to do in the ministry. Amen. It says the ministry. I'm in the kingdom of God tonight. The kingdom has a king and it's Christ. And it has a dominion and it's Christ's dominion. It's Christ over this thing. And he said, I want you as a servant. You as a servant. And you as a servant. And Paul, I'm going to give you the word that you might do it. And God preached the word. Amen. But everybody saved is in the kingdom of God tonight. Amen. Where's it at? It's in me. Kingdom of God's in me. That's right. Wherever, if the kingdom's in me, that means where I set up, that's where the kingdom is. Yes. Praise God, you believe that? We ought to have some authority in our life. God have mercy. Amen. Then we let the devil back us up. God have mercy. We in the kingdom of God, friend. Amen. The kingdom of God. You're a child of God. Amen. Notice this here. Paul said this, who was before a blasphemer, he blasphemed God. He blasphemed Christ. He didn't blaspheme God because he's a religious man. He blasphemed the Lord Jesus. He blasphemed his people. He said a persecutor. Amen. He persecuted them. Notice this. And injured us. That meant, brethren, he physically injured them. He cast them in prison. He committed them. He murdered them. Amen. That's right. He said, this is what. Amen. He said, listen, who was before? I ain't that now, but I was before. And notice what I said, but I obtained mercy. Thank God. Oh, Billy Mitchell said when somebody used to get saved, they'd say, obtain mercy. Amen. He said he obtained mercy. Amen. What's that mean? He granted it to me, praise God. I obtained it from him. Amen. That's what it means. Brother, when Noah, thank God, he said he found grace. He obtained grace. He got the grace of God. I've got mercy on me, thank God. Instead of judgment, instead of justice, I got mercy. Glory to God. Notice this here. He said, but I obtained mercy because I did it. Why did he say he obtained mercy? Because I did it ignorantly. In unbelief. The word ignorant means that I didn't have the knowledge of it. If you said that man's ignorant, that's not a bad word. He just don't have the full knowledge of it. That's why. Why did you think Jesus said, be not ignorant, brethren? He said it many a time. Don't be ignorant about this thing. Have the full knowledge of it. Notice this here. Amen. Verse 14. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant. Buddy, it's exceeding abundant. Listen, friend, I don't know what you believe. Under God, I think people think they're self-righteous and they think they're good. But brethren, if you ever saw yourself as completely depraved, totally corrupt before the eyes of God, it had to be exceeding grace for you to bring you out. It had to be the exceeding grace of God. Without the exceeding grace of God, you never get in. It's got to be, brethren. Listen, Jesus took my place. He became my representative. He took me as I was. He gave me grace. He didn't patch holes in my life. He didn't, my friend, reform me. He reborn me. He made me a new man. He made me new, thank God. Boy, if you ain't made new, you ain't never had it. God have mercy. It ain't religion. It's not patching holes in your life. It's not reformation. Somebody asked me, is I part of reformation? I said, no. No reformer. Thank God I'm a saved man. There wasn't even denominations in the Bible anyhow. And they don't say, there wasn't no denominations in the Bible. Denominations come by different men and different beliefs. Say, why is Baptist on your side? Because we believe baptism by immersion after the true salvation conversion. Say, what if someone else does? Well, amen. We believe in eternal salvation. We believe in salvation is of the Lord. It's the work of God in our heart. It's repentance and faith in the Son of and believing in the Son of God. We believe salvation completely in Christ alone. Amen. In Christ alone. It ain't by baptism. It ain't by speaking in tongues. It ain't none of that. It's not none of that. It's Jesus alone. It's no, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. As nobody can make it to the Father but by Jesus. He said that, brethren. Listen, there's no other way. How hard is it? He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. How hard is that? It ain't hard to thank God to believe that. That's just being said. If you're going to have life, it's in me. Yes. Buddy, I'm telling you, it's a far-fetched crowd today preaching that stuff. Amen. These little old pamphlets somebody's putting out in the jail up there, and they showed them to me, and I said, and it said here, it was. I read the devotion, it was all right. But when I got to the back, I read their doctrinal statement, and it says you got to believe in Jesus Christ and keep his commandments to enter the kingdom of God. Well, ain't nobody going because they can't keep them. It ain't keeping the commandments of God. Jesus already kept them. He is my God. Amen. That's right, brother. You're going because of grace through faith in Jesus Christ. The shed blood that was applied to your sinful heart to wash away your sin and accept you in the beloved, that's the way you go. Amen. It's abundant grace. It's exceeding grace. Notice here, with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Look at verse 15 and 16 down through. He said, this is a faithful saying. It's faithful. It's trustworthy. Brethren, listen. Glory to God. This is a good verse. He said, and worthy of all acceptation, is worthy to accept Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior. Christ Jesus came into the world of men. He came into the world of humanity. He became human. Even though he was God in flesh, he was as much man as he was God. You agree to that, don't you? He was God before he was man. Amen. He's the God-man, not the man-God, the God-man. It is the man Christ Jesus, Paul said in Timothy. But brethren, listen, he is deity. You could not have a, you could not, listen, friend, you could not be saved if he wasn't God. You couldn't be saved if he wasn't Lord. That's right, because he is Lord. And brethren, he is Christ Jesus. Amen. What a name, brethren. Hey, God, he's given a name above every name. The name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Amen, brother. Every knee's come bow in the name of Jesus. And they got to confess him, Lord. Yes. Notice this here. He said, he came, Christ Jesus came in the world to save. What's that mean? Are you saved? What's that mean to be saved? It means that Christ came and saved you from your sin. That's right. That's who he come to save. He come to save sinners. Why sinners? Because they're sinful. And they broke the law of God. And brethren, they're going to go to hell if they don't get saved. That's a true statement. Somebody said, I don't believe in hell. Don't change it. You know, people say, well, I believe everybody's going to be saved one day. I sure wish you was right, but they don't teach that in the Bible. There's not universal salvation. There's universal sin. There would be if you believed. Amen. If a man believed, thank God he can be saved. Brethren, he said here, he came in the world to save sinners. And Paul said, of whom I'm chief. Listen, the problem today isn't the power to save. The problem is man don't want to say he's a sinner. Amen. Right. He's not that bad. Amen. I was born into Joel B. and Norma Heights family, and they were sinners. Yep. And you know what that meant me to be? A sinner. And if you go back to the Adamic fall, every man's been a sinner since that was born of man and woman. Jesus was never born of man. He was born in her, but put there by the Holy Ghost. And he was, thank God, the one that put, thank God, conceived Christ in the womb of the Virgin Mary. It was the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. Adam didn't even have father or mother, but brother, he fell in sin. And God made him. I don't know how old he was when God made him, but I'll tell you this. He became a sinner because of disobedience. And one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Notice this. He said this here, I love verse 16. He said, how be it for this cause I obtain mercy. He said it again, obtain mercy. For this, what's the cause? Because Christ come in the world to save sinners. How be it this cause I obtain mercy. That, notice what Paul said. This is a New Testament letter, friend. He said that in me first, Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering. That meant he suffered long with Paul in his sinful condition. Don't never give up on anybody, brethren. Listen, he can save anybody. He said he saved them to the uttermost, and that really meant that he saved them completely. But brother, I agree with the old fellow that said he saved them from the guttermost to the uttermost. Amen. That's right, and I believe that, brother. Amen. That's right, brother. He saved sinners. Amen, and everybody's a sinner. And I'm telling you this, how be it for this cause I obtained mercy. I'm the pattern of that. Amen. A pattern's an example. It's something that's been cut out. It's that set up example. Amen. Notice this here. You said it this morning. He showed forth a long suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. This is what Paul's saying. I'm the pattern of a man being saved. And I'm going to tell you how he got saved. He got saved under the light of God and the voice of Jesus. That's right. And no matter where you kneeled or where you prayed or whatever you did today, you got saved, you was under the light of God. And the voice of God spoke to you. And he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And amen, that's right. He said, you go. And he said, Lord, what will they have me to do? And of course, he went to Ananias. Amen, they talked down there. Praise God, he told him. In fact, when he got there, he called him brother. Amen, that's right. Praise God, he was saved, brethren. Listen, amen, he was the pattern, brethren. Amen, that's why Christ came to say, brother, listen, thank God if you can get a hold of this. Amen, if I was a young man, I'd jump, praise God. I'm down. You to just thank him, my soul, that he saved me and came for that purpose. Amen. Glory to God. That's what makes the church. Amen. It's not an organization. It's a thank God organism. A born again saved people. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you what, you'd empty over half the churches today if you had to find out who had the real salvation of the Lord. It cut the congregation's number. Have you got the seal of God on you? Seal the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. We have this earnest in us, Holy Ghost. Amen. A down payment, brother. Yes, sir. Amen. That's right. Jesus, thank God he sent the Holy Ghost. He's the down payment. Yes, sir. Amen. He's our earnest, brother Jonathan. And he's coming back for what he got, who he saved. Yes, sir. Amen. He's coming soon, the brother said. That's right. Amen. Brother, we in the last days, whether you believe it or not, and you'd have to have your eyes shut not to see that. But I'll say this, praise God, I wouldn't go to Walmart tomorrow, amen, and buy something and not come back for it. I wouldn't make no down payment on something, praise God, and say I'll be back later and not show up. Amen. I tell you, he said, I will come again. And he said, I will come again. I'll receive you. And I say, when's he coming? I don't know, but he is. You don't know neither, but he is. Amen. Jesus said, thank God in the latter part of that revelation, he said, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. That's the last verse, brother. That's right. That's what it says. He said, well, it's right before the last. He that testified these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with y'all. Amen. That's the last word in the Bible. Most of y'all don't even say it, but amen. It ain't amen, neither is amen. I mean, that's the Baptist way, I guess, praise God. It's amen. I don't care if a man says amen, whatever he wants to say, but I'm telling you this, brother, I'm telling you this tonight. He's coming again, and he's coming for them. Thank God he got saved, and that Christ Jesus came to save sinners. The next time he come, praise God, he's coming to get who he saved. Amen. Are you ready tonight? Thank God. Are you ready tonight? Are you ready tonight? Amen. That's a big statement, you know. You're ready? I mean, praise God. Are you ready? Are you looking for the coming? Are you ready? Praise God. Amen. You need to be ready. He said, in such an hour, you think not, the Son of Man coming. Amen. That's right. Bless the Lord. If he spoke to your heart, thank God for the speakings of God. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Thank you for hearing the word of God. Appreciate you being here. Thank you for the good day and the kind gift today, all the blessings of God. And ask the Lord to help us tonight. Power of God be upon us. Spirit of the Lord be amongst us.